What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host, Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Need you guys to retweet this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Retweet the broadcast. Let everybody know that we're live right now. We're going to be chopping up some good game, as we always do. So while everybody is filling into the room right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a quick commercial break. So don't you move a muscle. Let everybody know we're live. We will be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game. Jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get The Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Hey, black nerds out there. Are you tired of nerdy platforms that refuse to acknowledge white supremacy and geek culture? Do you seek a black nerd podcast that not only covers nerdy topics such as anime, movies, video games, and TV shows, but also black empowerment? If so, then head over to the world's first and only black nerd empowerment podcast, The Swirly Nerd, on YouTube. Join the host, the TV guru, and Yuki Stoneman every Tuesday and Saturday on their mission to provide information and empowerment to black nerds everywhere. Again, that's Swirly Nerd. Swirly is spelled S-W-A-R-T-H-Y, nerd.com.
Check out my new album. It's titled Foundational Black America. Packed full of that woke critical race theory that scare ya. See, we created hip-hop in this North American area, and we must protect our own before they erase and bury ya. Yeah, reparations is still our number one criteria. I'm FPA all day. Foundational Black America. Check me out at BossCrilla.com. That's BossCrilla.com.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave a op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Ogun juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at OgunJuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. OgunJuice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
You are now tuned into the legendary OG. Tariq Nasheed.
I want to have a yes to all my friends.
On Tariq Radio.
Where is Tariq getting all this cash?
All right, we're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Glad to have y'all tuning back in, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have y'all tuning back in. Here, let me get on camera. Let me show myself on camera for the family. Hell, let me do that. Boom, there I am. What's going on, guys? Peekaboo. Shit, I'm here. How y'all living? We in here, ready to chop it up. I got on my Arutisase holiday sweater. You can get it at Arutisase.com, by the way. Got Harriet Tubman on there, ladies and gentlemen. Got Harriet Tubman on there. What's up, Teslin? I see you in the chat room. But we here. How y'all doing, man? We're chopping it up, making it do what it do. Ready to spit some of that, what we call hot fire, ladies and gentlemen. Ready to spit that game. Someone said handsome face. Yes, indeed. I'll accept that. I'll accept that. Speaking of handsome face, we got a new sponsor for the broadcast, by the way. We have Teej Hanley. Let's take one more sponsor break, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take another, because somebody reminded me. Let's take a sponsor break. We have a new sponsor, and let's take a little time out, to chop it up about our new sponsor, Teach Hanley, right now. Hold on. There it is, right there. All right. Get some of that Teach Hanley right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's good stuff. There's some people in the room say they use it. Oh, yeah, you want to exfoliate to get your player layer glowing. Yeah? There you go. Shout out to Teach Hanley. Good. The product's a very good product, man. It's some stuff that caters to men. It's some real good stuff. And for women, too. And they got stuff for women, too. But, yeah. For the fellas, if you want to get your skin game popping, get that Teach Hanley. Good stuff. But we here. We here, ladies and gentlemen. You use it? Yeah. It's good stuff, right? You dig? Wait. Somebody hating on the drip. Don't hate on the drip. Don't give it up for the drip. Come on. Give it up for that drip. Give it up for the drip. All right. Yeah, you're going to get that for your dad. Yeah, get it. It'll be a great holiday gift. Absolutely. It will be a great holiday gift for your dad. Exfoliate some of them civil rights acne bumps off his face. Yeah, you can scrub all of that Jim Crow oil out of his skin. Get it for granddad. Yes, it'll exfoliate real nicely. But we're here. Yeah, it's good for teenagers too. It's good for teenagers too. Yes, indeed. So yeah, we're here, man. I'm here. FBA hairline to perfection. You dig? Shout out to No Jumper. I did No Jumper earlier today. Shout out to my boy Flacco. No boy, this is all FBA hairline. Niggas be acting like there's a cheat code to the hairline. No. And I take that as a compliment. You dig? Niggas, the hairline and the drip be so fly. Niggas be like, oh, it's got to be a cheat code. No, nigga. That's just what it is. I take that as a high compliment. And niggas think I got to cheat the game, nigga. No, I treat the game. I don't cheat the game, but hell. But we're here. Listen. All right. Let's talk about some of the stuff we're going to talk about. All right. Let's talk about the things we're going to talk about. We got a lot of folks in here. Retweet this again. Let everybody know we're here. What's up, Gwen? I'm having a blessed week. Yes, I am. The main topic, Kanye. Let's get into Kanye real quick. We're going to get into a lot of stuff tonight. Kanye. I hate having to talk about Kanye, but it's something in the news. It's something that's topical. It's something that's going on. And Kanye is just spiraling out of control. Kanye was on Alex Jones, out of all people. Lord. And he went on Timcast the other day. He's hanging out with all of these people. He gets on Alex Jones and he starts talking about Hitler, and Hitler wasn't, there was some, he could see the good in Hitler. Oh my God, dude. Just talking all types of reckless, had a mask on, and I don't know, he just doubling down on the nonsense. You start talking about, you can see, well, Hitler did some good things like build freeways and all the, and Hitler and the Nazis created microphones and no, that's not a narrative you want to roll with, man. That's not a narrative you want to roll with. He's trying to use the I'm as a Christian, I can see the good in everybody. Dude, no. He's pandering to that, the alt-lice crowd. And what I don't like is when Kanye is around people, these folks from the dominant society, who are just going to exploit his mental state. He's so off right now. You can clearly see this man has had some kind of meltdown. He's completely off. He don't have no real ones around him to pull him to the side and say, hey, man, we're just not going to do this. I'm just not going to let you shoot yourself in the foot like this. My man is gone. This SA person, you're going to have to get them out the room. We're not going to be trolling in here. But with Kanye, he's just burying himself. Where the chess move, people? Is this the chess move you guys are talking about? We're all, again, this is a lesson to the family. Don't listen to folks who sit up here and co-sign your demise. There's a lot of people sitting here talking about, oh, this was a chess move. These are people who low-key want you to fail. You dig? Yeah, I don't know what the, I don't know what his agenda is. Yeah, I know my brother Dame Dash tried to help Kanye. This is not a chess move in any sense of the word. And you know, at one point he was trying to buy the Parler app. So he was hanging with these extremist groups, trying to pander to them. So I guess many people, and I thought, okay, he was probably doing this so he can get in good with these people, so he can buy, excuse me, buy the Parler app. Well, this is what Parler's parent company said. Parler's parent company said it has mutually agreed with the embattled musician Ye to end the deal. In an email, a spokeswoman said the deal was terminated mainly due to his recent and well-publicized business difficulties. That means this nigga's just too crazy. Parler basically is a rest haven for extremists, and they're saying he's too much. Parler is where the extremists go when they can't go nowhere else, and they're saying he's too much. Where's the chess move, people? Lord. And he's still running around with these people. Yeah, you say you feel sorry for him, but man, my man is just digging digging a hole for himself. And hey, man, what can you do? We can't sit up and keep... We can't keep running around talking about chess moves. This is Scrabble. This is not a chess move. This is a game of Scrabble where you're all over the place trying to put something together. You're trying to make sense out of nonsense. You're trying to grab bits and pieces of things together to make sense out of it. And it's the math ain't mathing. Sometimes that's just what it is. Sometimes there's not no Machiavellian scheme or some type of slick play at hand. Sometimes people just own the bullshit. Sometimes that is just is it is what it is. Some people just own one. Some people are just messing up out here. It is what it is. Speaking of public figures, did y'all see our brother LeBron James? LeBron James, you know, because a lot of times LeBron James has been kind of silent about certain things, but he said something about the Jerry Jones situation, how the media is not really reacting to the Jerry Jones situation as they reacted to the Kyrie situation. This is LeBron here. I think a couple of the suspecteds got a little upset with LeBron speaking. A little black right here. Hold on.
I was thinking along the way over here. I was wondering why I haven't gotten a question from you guys about the Jerry Jones film. When the Kyrie thing is going on, you guys are quick to ask us questions about that. Hold on. And I don't want you guys to say nothing.
Hold on. Wait, can y'all hear that?
I watched Kyrie talk.
Wait, can you guys hear that? How's the sound going? Let me ask y'all something. Hold on 1 second. I want to make sure the sound is good. Can y'all hear that? We can't hear. Okay. Okay. Let me do something for you guys. Hold on. Let me do this, guys. Let me get this sound for you guys. Hold on. All right. Here we go. You guys will be able to hear it here. All right. All right, let's try it now. Let's try it again. Hold on, guys. Let's do it again. My bad. Hold on. Here we go. Yep.
I was thinking when I was on my way. I was wondering why I haven't gotten a question from you guys about the Jerry Jones film. When the Kyrie thing is going on, you guys are quick to ask us questions about that. Hold on. And I don't want you guys to say nothing. When I watched Kyrie talk, and he says, I know who I am. So I want to keep the same energy. We're talking about my people and the things we've been through. And that Jerry Jones photo is one of those moments that our people, black people, have been through in America. And I feel like this black man is a black athlete. Someone with power and a platform. When we do something wrong or something that people don't agree with, it's on every single tabloid, every single news coverage, it's on the bottom ticker, it's action about every single day. It seems like to me that the whole Jerry Jones situation photo, and I know it was years and years ago, and we all made mistakes, I get it. It seemed like it's just been buried under, like, oh, it happened. Okay, we just move on. And I was just kind of disappointed that I haven't received that question from you guys.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, that's LeBron. All right. That was LeBron right there. Hold on. Wait. That was LeBron right there. Speaking some truth to power. Questioning, well, okay, how come y'all didn't have that same energy for Jerry Jones that y'all had for Kyrie? That's shocking. LeBron keeping it 100. Shout out to LeBron. What's up, Wesley Rodriguez down in Brazil? Shout out to you. Yeah, real talk. LeBron said something very real right there. You know, they're brushing that whole Jerry Jones thing under the rug, and they just made a mountain out of a molehill with Kyrie. They just went overboard with Kyrie, and he didn't do anything. He didn't say anything negative about anybody. He shared a link to an Amazon video and this fake outrage over him instead of the outrage being at Amazon, who's actually profiting off of the film. So LeBron spoke truth to power right there. He spoke truth to power. Yeah? So take my hat off to LeBron on that one. Other stuff that's going on in the news right now, family. Now, as you guys know, we had the Rally for Reparations a few weeks ago, and you guys can watch the full movie. the Rally for Reparations movie right here on my YouTube channel. You can watch that. And the Democrats were sitting around trying to save face, trying to splain, trying to sabotage us, ladies and gentlemen. They were trying to sabotage us. And now we know why, because we're telling the powers that be we want something tangible for our vote. They were trying to sabotage what we were doing. They had their anchors and their Democratic shields attacking me on mainstream media outlets. Even at our, when we were trying to get the rally going on, they were putting together other competing rallies on the same weekend we initially wanted. We had to move ours back some. And then at our rally, they had a bunch of ops hanging in the peripheral. So they were working hard to undermine us, and it didn't work. It popped off like it was supposed to pop off. Now that they've done an assessment as to why many of the Democrats around the country and in prominent key states were losing, particularly in Georgia, all right, particularly in Georgia and other places, they're finally coming on out and saying, hey, man, this election, this midterms, the black turnout was one of the low points for the Democrats. Now they have to stop playing games and tell the truth. Now they have to stop playing and tell the damn truth. Black turnout was horrible this year. The Democrats are worried. There was a lot of good news, or at least news that felt good for the Democrats this election cycle, from holding the Senate to remaining stubbornly competitive in the House. But more data has become final, and it's clear black turnout is not one of those feel-good stories for the party. See, they kept saying, what y'all gonna do? We showing you. You see? Oh, they're noticing what we're doing out here, demanding tangibles. We won't get conclusive numbers on this for months, but the evidence so far raises the distinct possibility that the black share of the electorate sank to its lowest level since 2006. It certainly did in states like Georgia and North Carolina, where authoritative data is already available. Yes, see? You see? Yeah, they're feeling it. Yeah, they're feeling the wrath. Yeah, they thought we were playing out here. Oh, y'all thought they were, they thought they were going to ignore us. Oh, that's why they were hating on the Rally for Reparations so heavy. And tried to ignore coverage and all of that stuff. They tried to act like it didn't happen. They know what was going down. You dig? Yeah, they know what was happening. They know what was going down. We're demanding tangibles. That's why they're trying to scramble for some type of other base, and it's not working. We're letting them, hey, if you don't give us no tangibles, we will let you crash and burn. We're not playing this game out here. We ain't playing no more con games. We're not doing the con game hustle no more. We're talking about real tangibles, and they're feeling the wrath of that, ladies and gentlemen. So we're not playing little games like this right here. This was out. Now, Karen Bass out here in Los Angeles, they elected Karen Bass, black woman, Karen Bass, the first black female mayor of Los Angeles. And watch how they try to spin this. Latino support for Karen Bass shows voters rejecting black and brown strife. So what they're trying to say is, because there are a lot of Latino voters who voted for Karen Bass, well, this whole thing about all of the racist Latinos, that's not true, because look at how we supported Karen Bass. Karen Bass' victory in Los Angeles mayoral race was another blow to the popular caricature of Latino voters trending conservative. The results suggest that the city's mostly young Latino electorate embraces black and brown solidarity. Stop. The up-and-coming Latino rejects the anti-blackness espoused by Gen X and baby boomer city leaders in the now infamous recording that threatened to fray Black-Latin relations stopped. So now they're trying to explain. Oh, no. They're trying to say, oh, no, no, no. Yeah, even though the Democratic city council members were vile anti-Black racists, all of us ain't like that. See, we like Karen Bass. So that proves we're not racist. We elected Karen Bass. Yeah, Karen Bass ain't doing nothing for Black people. She's doing stuff for you. Yeah, of course you're going to elect Karen Bass. Karen Bass made all types of promises to them and none to us. So yeah, she don't represent Black people. Karen Bass is not a representative of Black people. What has Karen Bass ever said she's going to do for Black people? She's doing a bunch for Latinos. She was married to a Latino man before. Karen Bass ain't going to do jack squat for Black people, and people are perfectly fine with that. That's not Black-Brown relations. That's Black neglect and Latino prioritizing. Come on, man. So we're not going for that game. We are not going for that game, ladies and gentlemen. We're in here heavy. How many people we got in here? We in here heavy. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not going for propaganda no more, family. They're going to have to come with it. They're going to have to come through with the damn tangibles. We ain't trying to have no jive-ass coalition. No, no, we need tangibles as foundational Black Americans. We need tangibles. And sexual access is not a tangible, because when they start talking about Black-Brown relations, they start, it's really an implication of sexual access. And that's what they do with a lot of people who are Democratic shills. They promote sexual access. They were talking about something the other day, how the Republicans passed some kind of policy that threatens LGBT marriages and interracial marriages. As if that is comparative. As if that's some kind of candle to dangle over our heads. You dig? Who cares? We're talking about tangible benefits. Interracial sex is not a tangible benefit. All right? Interracial sex is not a tangible benefit. They try to promote it as such, it is not. And speaking of interracial sex being a tangible benefit, have y'all seen what's going on with Good Morning America anchor TJ Holmes? TJ Holmes, a Black brother, he's on Good Morning America, and there's a white woman on there, Amy Robach. She's 49, he's 45. And these Black dudes, these brothers be getting up here working at these jobs, working in these corporations, just like the Celtics coach. And these white women be in there choosing heavy. The white women up in there choosing. And then you get your little side John. And she's married, he's married. And then what happens is these white husbands be putting these private investigators on folks. So now somebody done put a private investigator on TJ Holmes. He was heavily cupcaking with his white side piece. All right. He was saying they were seen cozying up on a romantic weekend in upstate New York. Hold on. They got all the pictures on this nigga. Look at TJ Holmes. He's smacking that ass. What little there is of it. Oh, man. My nigga was cupcaking with the side piece heavy. Damn. Y'all, listen, we're going to have to do some Mac lessons to give some creep lessons or something. Like, when you're out here, y'all kind of lay low. When you think you're going to go out of state or out of town with your side piece and everything is going to be all goody-goody, and there's a private investigator trailing you. Come on, you can't be cupcaking in the open like this. You got to be low-key a little bit. You can't be smacking that ass all in public, brother. Hold on. I mean, they are cupcaking. Look at him. Look, TJ Holmes is all up in the game, all in the mix, at a bar. Oh, all in her ear. Come on, brother. They trying to act like they ain't together right here. He up here looking. Hold on. Look at him. Look at him. Getting in the Uber. Coming out the, what is this, a hospital? What'd he do? What are they doing? All right. They are cupcaking. Look at them. Come on, TJ Holmes. Oh, don't be bucking them out. Hold on. The eyes are bucking. Oh, they saw the private investigator. Oh, don't buck your eyes now, brother. Lay low with your side, John, bro. You gotta lay low, my nigga. You doing too much cupcaking. Damn, at least have a third person to make it look like a business deal or something. Damn. It looks like that white woman's husband done got an investigator. There we go. Look at it. Hold on. TJ Home. They running around here like Ghost and Angela from Bauer. Damn, brother. He thought he was James St. Patrick. Damn. You're doing too much, brother. You ain't going. They got him holding hands in the car. Damn, brother. You making the game raggedy, man. You tighten that up. Let me look at the video. They got video of him. Look at him. They even got video of it. Look at him smacking that ass. Damn, TJ Holmes. Man, brother. Yeah, lay low a little bit, man. So now I wonder what they're going to do. I know they both deleted their social media. I wonder if they're going to try to punish him. Just like they did the coach. Didn't they suspend the coach and all of that for having a white side John? So I wonder if they're going to try to suspend them. Because white people, they have little flings and stuff who work with each other on air and all of that. They do that all the time. Didn't Nika Brzezinski, whatever her name is, and that other white dude, didn't they have a little something going on? Was it MSNBC? Didn't they have something popping off? Oh, yeah, his eyes was bucking just a little taste. Yeah. His eyes was bucking just a little taste. Man, but here, TJ Holmes is going to be all right. My brother. Out there cupcaking with that middle-aged white woman. I ain't mad at you, brother. But just tighten it up next time. Because when you got your white side piece, eyes are going to be on you, brother. Understand that. When you got your white side, John, the eyes are going to be on you. The eyes are going to be on you heavy. You understand? So you got to be careful out here in these streets. Oh, man. But anyway, what else is going on out here? People are still singing me. Oh, Lord. Before I get into that, hold on. There was something about another fake, speaking of reparations, they had another fake reparations thing. Where was this at? What city was this in? I think it was in Rhode Island. Where is it? Let me find that real quickly. Here they go trying to redefine what reparations are right here in Rhode Island. They had Providence offers reparations to address racism. White people can apply. The city is attempting to rectify its history of discrimination against Black and Native American people through reparations, but half its white residents could qualify. That's why, family, that ain't reparations. Whatever that is, that ain't no damn reparations. We are not going to let them redefine reparations. We talked about this at the rally. That's one thing we don't do. Do not let them redefine reparations. Do not let them include any other groups. The minute they include other groups, it goes to hell. When they start saying, well, yeah, we'll give it to you and Native Americans. No, no, no. Because Native Americans, oh, we talked about that at the rally. No, we're back to square one. We are not playing that game. No, 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 no. We are not playing that game. It's reparations for foundational Black Americans, and that's it. Reparations for foundational Black Americans, that is it. They keep trying it because they see we ain't getting off the reparations thing. They see we're stuck on that. We haven't been this codified in decades. We're beating the drum of reparations. Every time they throw something at us, no, reparations. What do y'all want? Reparations. Student loan, no, reparations. Minority coalition, no, reparations. So, well, reparations is this. It's a home loan and a, no. We're not going to let them redefine reparations because that's their next play to try to redefine what it is. No. Reparations is cash payments to foundational Black Americans. That's all it is. We're not going to play that game. We're not playing that game at all. Yeah. And anyway, like I said, people are still sending me information about ugly ass Taharka Bay. Ugly ass Bay, I know you're still, I know you're watching, ugly nigga. People are still sending me information on this hideous, unsightly sea creature looking Negro. And I mean, it just gets worse and worse and worse. It gets worse and worse about this dude. And again, I don't like to beat a dead drum. Yeah, and nobody, people don't really watch that stuff on. Yeah, people don't want to sit up and watch an ugly ass Negro sit here lying and getting into bad faith arguments, because that's all he does. You dig? After a while, you just get tired of hearing an ugly ass monstrosity looking Negro sit up here and lie. But I got to show some more paperwork, guys. Just the kind of dirtbag. If you listen to this piece of crap. And I say this because we need to get out of the plebiscite babbling business. Family, we got too much work to do as a people. This whole cancerous mentality of having these bullshit, jive-ass, plebiscite babbling, ugly-ass, abusive Negroes running around here, that type of nonsense has to go. We got to do some cleaning up. You understand? We're tired of dusty ass, non-productive, bullshit, bitch-made dudes out here. You dig? And as we know, and I keep saying and I keep pointing out, Taharka Bay is a documented sexual offender. He keeps whining about that, but his paperwork shows that he's a documented sexual offender, according to his paperwork. And he's a multiple documented abuser. Now, a few weeks ago, I talked about one, I think one of his baby mamas that he beat the hell out of, according to her. And I read her report. Gwendolyn, I can't think of her last name. Was it Taylor? I can't think of her last name. Sister Gwendolyn, who actually died last year. That sister had to fill out a restraining order. And she was granted one because the court believed her. Documenting in detail how violent this man was and how he whooped her ass. This bitch ass ugly monstrosity beating up on that woman like that. Now there's another woman and his child who filled out a restraining order documenting their abuse. Family, should I show some receipts, ladies and gentlemen? Here we go. And I know a lot of y'all don't care. Just pointing out a dirtbag being a dirtbag. This is kind of overkill at this point, but this is a whole different woman. This is a different woman. This is Janelle Johnson. This is a whole different woman documenting abuse. Damn. Oh, Lord. Here she go documenting her abuse. Talking about her son, Keenan. Hold on. Let me go to some of the other stuff. So she's talking about the abuse. Okay. I hear Keenan yell, "I don't care anymore. You're not listening to me." At this point, the phone drops and I could hear Toronto saying, "You effing punk. You think you're hard? Shut the F up." So she's on the phone hearing her son get abused by Taharka Bay. I'm yelling on the phone and I hear Toronto say, "You effing F word." He's calling him epithets. "Sit the F down." And then the phone hung up. I called back. The phone was answered. And then I hear Toronto say, "Give me my effing phone," and hang up. I continue to call the house and cell phone. I get an answer. Didn't get an answer for about 5 minutes. Later, I yell, "Why did you beat him like that?" Toronto says, "I just grabbed him." After going back and forth, he tells me Keenan ran out the house and cut his GPS bracelet off. This occurred at about 3:30 p.m. Keenan, my son, comes to my house in tears and grabs me and says, "I can't take him hitting me anymore. Don't make me go back there." I calm him down and ask what happened. He said while he was on the phone with my daughter and him, his dad was fussing. He yelled. He stated his dad would drag him from the bed onto the floor, place his knee into his throat. He said that he began trying to push his dad off of him. He said he couldn't breathe. and felt like he was about to pass out. He said that he was able to say, "You're hurting me, I can't breathe." And his dad shoved his knee really hard in his chest and got up. Keenan said this is when he ran from the house. Good Lord. I mean, a dirtbag is a dirtbag. This is kind of a non-factor, but just showing. Anybody rock with this dude, including the More Science Temple. The More Science Temple, is this what y'all do? This is who you got? Oh. He ran to friend's house who gave him money to catch the bus to my house. I'm extremely concerned about my son's mental well-being. There have been issues in the past about his dad's method of discipline, or what he calls discipline. Keenan said if this happens again, he's going to run away. There have been cases of domestic violence with me and his dad in the past. Oh, God. Okay. And again, they're documenting the domestic violence, punching, choking, slamming. He was arrested in 1999 for domestic violence, 1997 for breaking and entering. So, okay. Anybody co-sign this dude, y'all ain't shit, man. This is an abusive. Everybody ain't lying about this dude, man. I feel sorry for the son, and I got information on the son. The son has gotten to so much shit growing up. The son is an adult now, but I won't even go there, man. This is a pattern, dude. More Signs Temple. Is this your boy? No. Somebody say, please don't use a dirty Moor against the More Signs Temple. The More Signs Temple ain't saying nothing about this piece of shit. The More Signs Temple ain't saying nothing about this piece of shit dirtbag. He's a piece of crap, man. A woman beaten, sexual abusing, documented, child beater. And the More Signs Temple ain't saying nothing. So this reflects badly on them having this dude in the mix. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all sitting here cockeying and kikiing with this dude in your organization. No, if this is, because you don't see cats like this running around the Nation of Islam. They'll be like, hey, this nigga, we'll discipline him. We're going to have to get him straight. We're going to do some straightening. Everybody ain't lying. Every damn other week we got paperwork on this dude, multiple people saying he's abused them in great detail, and it's the same pattern of abuse. Damn. It's the same pattern of a damn abuse. It's the same pattern of abuse with this ugly ass dude, this damn monstrosity. You dig? Come on. Stop playing games out here. This type of filth, we need to get it out of black society. I don't think that nigga's even FBA. I think he's something else. Whether he has a tore up hairline, I've never seen a person who looks like an ugly ass human turtle. I've never seen nobody look like him, ever. I've never seen nobody look like that ugly ass dude. Yeah. Call your filth out, man. Call your filth out. And anybody co-signing that dude or regurgitating his jive-ass talking points, you ain't shit. You know how I do. You know how I do. Anyway, let me get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get out of here. I think we've been constructive tonight. We've had a constructive conversation. Go to aretasuse.com to get your Aretasuse sweater, ladies and gentlemen. Where are my Atlanta people? I'll be in Atlanta this weekend. What we doing in Atlanta Saturday, guys? What's going on in Atlanta Saturday? Got a lot of interviews down in Atlanta. Where are my Atlanta people? Holla at me, man. What's the weather like in Atlanta, too? I know it's going to be raining this weekend, right? So my Atlanta people, holla at me. I will be in Atlanta. Where are my Atlanta people? My people in Atlanta, raise your hand. Let me know if you're in here. All my Atlanta people, raise your hand. Let me know you're in here. All right, I'll be in Atlanta this weekend. Anyway, man, more details about the FBA Expo that we're having in May. We're getting everything together. Everything is coming together smoothly. I'll keep you guys posted on all the vending opportunities. We're getting all that together. I'll keep you guys posted. Anyway, man, y'all be good. Papi Okuche and Lola Vuve to the family. Peace.